families lined up to enter out and about a local nightclub in Pasco to watch the all-ages drag show. At the same time, protesters held up "Leave Kids Alone" and "Drag is Not for Kids" signs outside. The show, called All Ages Disney Drag Extravaganza, features drag performers portraying Disney characters. More than 100 attended the event. Andrea Wabansi organized the event. She says performers have put on family-friendly shows for many years without issues.
We usually wear bright colors, fun costumes that resemble characters from Disney shows. We lip sync to music from Disney and other. We read an all-ages appropriate bedtime story. We talk about love and acceptance.
Not everybody approves. Protester Cherry Snow White does not want children in the audience.
We're going to have men that are dressed up like women. It's going to be very confusing for kids.
Drag show attendee Channel Voice Now says there's no sexuality or politics involved.
The children that come here, their parents bring them. They're supervised by their parents. It's a safe environment. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It has to do with a performer doing a performance, entertaining people.
Now that the national discussions for restricting the drag shows are raised locally, Wabansi says the cast is experiencing hostility and harassment.
I've been receiving a lot of really, really, really nasty messages, emails, people posting videos about me. It's been a lot of hate that I've noticed.
Other venues managers say they've experienced the same harassment for scheduling drag shows. Tim Thornton manages the Emerald of Siam in Richland, which has planned an Easter drag brunch event.
We have been receiving a lot of messages with hateful words, a lot of phone calls, voicemails, pretty much it's harassment levels at our store, and it's starting to make my staff feel uncomfortable.
But the performers aren't backing down. They say the show will go on, especially to protect their First Amendment rights. For NWPV, I'm Johanna Bejarano.